Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order's backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday Early Access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Shot fired. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Andrew Filippone. He's Chris Muller. We also have Donnie Football in the house. And hopefully you at 412-928-9370. Wasn't enough that the Pirates were shut down by a fifth starter last night with an ERA over 5 and lost 3-0 and had more quizzical, puzzling plays defensively that made them look like they were coached by Butterworth from the Bad News Bears. You now have the biggest insider in baseball, Jeff Passan, calling them out for the way that they conducted themselves this offseason and the overall product that they're putting on the field. The Pirates, usually what happens is, Chris, you've lived here your whole life, we complain and scream and yell and bitch and moan about our plight, and it barely registers. Like, on the Richter scale, it's not like the earthquake yesterday in California. Did you know that there was one?
I did.
My sister felt it. She lives in Orange County.
Like a 5.2? That's like just a regular old rumble for
them. She runs a Lululemon store there, and she sees Sam Darnold all the time.
Can you hook me up with any Lululemon through her?
I can, actually. Not for free.
No, I wouldn't ask for $3.99.
Company discount. I'll let you know the next time they have a sale running. Donnie, would you like some new...
I mean, you're so
pants.
Svelte, Donnie. Maybe you should get some of those sweet five
workout pants.
They have
tennis shoes too, which are very popular.
Yeah, I think I should look into that.
Yeah, I'll hook it up for you guys.
He's svelte. He's going to be less than
if
my Starkey starting awake
and weight. If Starkey can treat Donnie to a $400 dinner, then I can get him something nice from my sister's Lululemon.
Well, that's going to kind of make me the odd man out then. I wouldn't have done anything nice for you guys in a while.
You had us over your house for your 40th birthday, and food was provided and drinks and everything else. That was pretty nice.
Wait till you see the little thank you notes I'm sending out for that, too. I just haven't been able to get around to it, but they are bangers. They're going to go up on the fridge, I think, in each of your houses, too.
So that's usually what happens. Like, you feel like you're screaming into a void.
Mm-hmm.
This is baseball's biggest insider on the heels of Ken Rosenthal, who's also writing about the Pirates now, who are noticing what's going on here, and they are picking up on a Malzy take. They're saying something that you pointed out almost immediately when this season started, that Paul Skeens was supposed to be this godsend to the Pirates organization, and it feels like right now he's actually having a negative effect because it's putting like a strobe light on them, a spotlight on how they're operating.
He personally
how they do
not
business.
Having a negative effect. His existence on their
roster.
Yeah,
because he's such a big celebrity.
And because he's so good.
He's such a big name in baseball.
He's
exactly.
The biggest name pitcher in the sport. He might be, what is he, one of the five biggest names in the sport? Him, Soto, and a couple others?
So if they had drafted Dylan Cruz, who's playing for the Nationals right now, and they'd gone out and spent less than $20 million on free agents and were frittering away another season, circling down the drain and looking like a 70-92 team. You know, it. No one.
It would just be the beat goes on here, and no one would pay any notice.
It's the tree falling in the forest. No one hears it.
Jeff Passan, like Ken Rosenthal. I'm not saying Jeff, it's his job to be concerned about the state of the game, but obviously Jeff wants to write about the most interesting storylines, and it's good for baseball broadly if Paul Skenes, its brightest young star, literally the brightest young star in the game, is on a bigger pedestal. The fact that he is toiling away for a team right now that did not make a serious effort to build around him and looks again like one of the worst teams in baseball early on is a major storyline. I am not happy to have been validated in this like take, but here it is. And just last night is like an underscoring. My God, one game, they score 10 runs. What was it, 14 hits. Hey, the fighting necklaces are here. And then they're getting completely silenced again last night. It's very disheartening. What was the lineup they were putting out there last night? How many guys hitting under the Mendoza line?
They had six guys, I think, who were hitting under 200.
You have the best pitcher in baseball, and six of your players, even at an early juncture, are hitting under 200.
So tell me if you think this is naive. Or tell me if you think this is too pie in the sky, too doe-eyed optimistic of me.
Okay.
I think there's a small chance, and I'm going to circle small, but I do think there's a chance that this is the one scenario in which the commissioner of baseball would very quietly at some point want to have a sit down or a conversation with Bob Nutting and the Pirates and say, what are we doing here? Because of Skenes, again, we have this player who we're trying to promote and turn into one of the sport's iconic figures. Mm-hmm. And you guys are making that hard on us. So we're not telling you, like, this is not a mandate. This is not an official order, but at the same time, you get the point of why we're talking to each other here. Try.
Do you know what I think baseball...
We'd really like that. You'd make us very, yeah, very happy.
If you would try.
We're all in this together. We've got this fiduciary responsibility. All 30 teams.
We're all 30 individual businesses as part of a bigger business. We're all for one and one for all. Everyone pulls on the rope in the same direction. Do you know what probably pisses Rob Manfred off way more than the Pirates being bad record-wise? 8,000 people in the stands. How many were there for Skenes' start?
10.
10,000. You had Noah Hyles posting the picture yesterday of a very sparse crowd. I get it. The weather sucked yesterday, but Skenes pitched on a nice day, a nice evening. And this is where I think them doing more in the offseason would be different. If the Pirates got off to this start, this exact start, Pony, where they were scuffling, but they were doing this with like multiple new players that they had added on. They're 6-12, but they had added payroll and added name brands, and guys were just having slow starts.
Well, then we write it off as April baseball.
Well, we would just say we'd be rationalizing things like, just get to like within two games of 500 by the end of the month, string a couple winning series together, and you'll be right back where you need to be, like ready to strike in a weak division. And I also think that the thing that would piss off Manfred wouldn't be a factor there. You'd probably have a little bit more in the way of fans, even this early in the season coming out, because I think they'd have said, oh, wow, okay, the team added some players. Like, yeah, this is a hiccup, a bump in the road, but this team should be pretty good. They might win 88, 89 games, 90 games. Like, they're built for this. It has engendered not just frustration, but the way they handled the offseason, I think, has brought in the A word, apathy. Like, I just think people are frustrated, bordering on apathetic. There's anger, but there is just a throw-up-your-hands mentality. And baseball definitely doesn't want Paul's...
I think there's more anger right now specifically about this.
But when it manifests as nobody in the stands for games, you know how appearances look. The perception would be, does anyone care about that baseball team in that town? And the fact is, they do, but they're just mad. And the last thing baseball wants is a fuming, angry, and/or apathetic fan base for a team that has its brightest light. Like, Paul Skenes should be one of the faces of baseball for the next 10 to 12 years, bare minimum.
And he kind of is, but it's harder to make him that and get people outside of Pittsburgh or even in Pittsburgh to care about him in a big way when the team is so god-awful.
Here's a question. Where did he get more exposure? Four of his starts or whatever it is combined this year, Pony?
Or McAfee's event.
Show?
Yeah, I knew you were going to say that. I'm going to go with McAfee's.
Right.
And what happened when he showed up there? There were chants. and he put him in a very awkward situation because that gets back to the anger point that I just made. So the bottom line is, do you agree with me? Do you actually think that the more guys like Passan talk about this and Ken Rosenthal, that there is a chance that the person who runs Major League Baseball puts pressure on the Pirates to do things differently?
I think there's a chance, but if you're asking me to like percentage chance this thing, I still think it's like well under 10%. I don't think Manfred has like the guts to actually, or maybe the feel for the situation. Like, I think he's aware of it, but how he just goes to Bob and says, "Listen, I got to bend your ear here. Like, this is not a good situation."
Well, wait a minute,
for you,
I mean,
or for any
of
us.
If the DK report is accurate, and people can draw their own conclusions off of it, and they can poke holes in it, and people have. But just for a second, let's say that it is, and they've lost money.
Mm-hmm.
To me, that would be grounds for the commissioner to step in.
And just say you're running a bad business?
We're not making money here. You have Paul Skeens.
Your fans
are pissed off. People that cover our sport at the highest levels for ESPN and Fox are saying terrible, horrible things about you and your baseball team. We got to fix this. You're a heritage franchise. You've won 5 World Series. You've been in business for 100-plus years. You've got the greatest crown jewel ballpark in baseball, too, with this pitcher.
As dumb as this sounds, you've got like a logo and a style. Like, if the team is good, Pirates hats are everywhere because they're cool.
Yeah.
Like, it looks cool to wear Pirates gear when the team is good because it's a cool set of colors. It's a cool logo. All of it. You have a property here that you have allowed to become very dilapidated. You then made... Somebody made a Ferrari parked in a trailer park analogy.
I've seen that on Twitter.
But is it wrong?
That's how Passan made it seem, and it's really tough for me to want to like... The only thing I feel the need to point out about Passan, and I really didn't want to say this because it takes away from like my overall broader point that I wanted to make, but I did hear Jeff make these comments or watch him make these comments on Chris Rose's podcast, and think to myself, this is also the guy who like sees no problem with baseball's inequity and was like saying, they're, you know, if the owners want to shut this sport down, they're actually going to do way more damage to it.
That was Passan's take?
Yeah. He was the one that was like, this salary cap would actually be the worst thing in the world to ever happen to all the momentum baseball has right now.
Is it the problem too that Manfred might feel that, yeah, the owners obviously would want to get a cap in there for certain reasons, but Manfred might say, we got Dodgers Yankees last year. It's a regional sport. We had the two biggest markets represented in the World Series. Like, is the sport really unhealthy?
Well, when ESPN doesn't want to do business with your sport anymore and regional sports networks are dropping like flies, I would argue it's not in great shape.
I think that's a fair counter argument. So does like, is there a feasible path where that would, you know, where that would change? I don't know. I mean, they've seemingly under the current scenario cast their lot with, we are going to cater to the bigger markets, and we hope that they just deliver enough viewers to keep us relevant.
Donnie, what's your reaction to Passan burying the state of the Pirates right now and wasting Paul Skeens now that it's now just something, it's crossed the Rubicon from something that gets talked about on our station and in Pittsburgh to now national people echoing those sentiments?
My first thought to some of the things you guys were saying is, unfortunately, like the butt of every Pirates / Paul Skeens joke that we hear. Like, okay, is baseball really going to step in? Is Rob Manfred really going to step in? Because he can, at the end of the day, just think to himself, does it matter? Because this guy will play for the Yankees or Dodgers.
Like, they're biding their time, basically.
We would love to see him be on a good team now, but let's just wait, what, 3 more years?
I don't want to cut you off and take away from what else you have to say, but I'm just going to jump in and say, it's different with pitchers. If he were Mike Trout or Bryce Harper, it's different because the expectation is those guys are going to be great for 15 to 20, 20 years is a lot, but 10 to 15 years.
10 to 15 years.
You never know with a pitcher when his arm is going to fall off. You have to strike while the iron is hot with a pitcher. You know, Dwight Gooden, who gets compared, I think, who does Paul Skeens remind people of? Dwight Gooden in 1984. Well, Dwight's arm didn't fall off, but his nose almost did from doing drugs. I mean, sorry. Like, you just don't know. So he might, this, what we see from Paul Skeens right now, I hope it's not, but it might be the best we ever see him. It's entirely possible.
What you're really saying, though, is baseball has to assume or treat it like it might be the best we ever see.
I don't. They think can't it sit on their hands.
I don't think it will be the best we'll ever see for him, but I do think baseball needs to act a certain kind of way about it.
So, Donnie, sorry, I don't know what else you wanted to say there, but I don't think they can afford to just say, well, he'll be in Boston or in L.A. in 4 or 5 years.
I think it's a fair argument on their end, though. Like, yeah, it's a risk on their part, but like that is the reality of the situation. We all know it. It's
also
inevitable.
If Manfred had a problem with how the team was being like run, he'd have to look at other teams that spend even less, wouldn't he?
Well, I'm saying
that
this is not
makes them unique.
I'm not
in
suggesting
this regard,
something
but,
that's official or formal at all.
No, you're
I'm
saying
more
quietly.
Yes,
but I'm saying, couldn't he say that to any number of teams? Now, granted, they all don't have Paul Skeens.
So
does Paul Skeens' presence really change Rob's mind that much?
Paul Skeens' mind, yes. Paul Skeens is getting Jeff Passan to talk about these things. If they don't have Paul Skeens, he's not getting asked about the Pirates, and he's not making these critical comments about the Pirates, because then they just turn into they're the Marlins, or they're the White Sox, or they're any number of thrifty, low budget teams that don't go all out to win. This is what makes them different, Chris, and this is what pisses off so many Pirates fans, and now pisses off just so many baseball lovers. Right.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
Now.
1-2 on Sawinski with two outs, nobody on. Here's the pitch. Check swing, did he go? Yes, and the game ends. So Finnegan, a 1-2-3 ninth. The Pirates shut out for the third time this season. 3-0 Nationals, the final.
I think no greater example of what Jeff Passan was railing against than seeing guys like Jack Sawinski and Tommy Pham in the Pirates lineup, exhibit A and B as to why the Pirates did not do enough this offseason to appease their fans and give their fans hope. Expecting different results from Jack Sawinski after he looked like he was lost last year, and picking Tommy Pham off the very bottom of the scrap heap. He was like buried underneath all the old Bucko bricks.
If it was the $2 DVD bin, there's like 18 copies of Predator, Commando, True Lies.
Hey, now, those are some good movies.
Well, yeah, but they're DVDs now. No one buys them. Oh, those, they used to sell a three-pack when I worked at Sam's Club. It was called the Schwarzenegger three-pack, and it was True Lies, Predator, Commando, Donnie. That sounds to me like seven hours of great entertainment.
That's what I call a triple play.
It really is. You start with Commando, a little bit of lighter fare, and then you move all the way up to Predator.
By the way, the Pirates put out a statement today saying that they have reinforced their commitment to a permanent display for fan messages that were on those Bucco bricks. Travis Williams, we've expedited the development of that new permanent display showcasing these messages in a manner that is worthy of their deep personal meaning. And the team is offering commemorative replica bricks that you can get by visiting pirates.com/buckobricks. You can complete a form there to get that. 412-928-9370. Reacting to these, letting people react to these Jeff Passan comments. Here is our buddy Noah in Duquesne to start. Hello, Noah.
Hello, gentlemen. It's a gloom day for me. Regardless of everything else, last night I had a bet for them to win, and I watched the game. I've watched a lot of games, and they lost. And I came to the realization of something here in Pittsburgh. We all live under a facade for some reason. For some reason, our sports organizations, like, they're not good, and they make the wrong moves every single year, largely in football and in baseball. And for some reason, there
I wouldn't say the Penguins have been bathing themselves in glory lately either, Noah.
No. It is the same thing. And it's that these people, for some reason, give them excuses. They, like with Mike Tomlin, well, he had a winning record, and they don't have their quarterback yet. And with Dubas, it's like he's got old players. He's trying to build around his team. With Bob Nutting and Sherrington, he's picked up some good guys. He's drafted some good guys. We look good. We have schemes. We'll be good in a couple years. We have to stop doing that. We have to. Because if we keep doing this, we are going to keep either being terrible or being at the middle of the pack. We can't keep giving these people platforms where they say, oh, everything's going to be okay, and every single year it's not okay. Where we can't beat the Washington Nationals, for God's sake. That's it for me.
Yeah, I think you're, Noah, good call. I think you're projecting your anger on the wrong people. Don't blame the fans. Blame the people that run these teams.
Yeah, how about they just need to be way better at their jobs?
Pirates fans have shown the team how they feel. They're near the bottom of the league in attendance right now. Penguins games have not exactly been, their sellout streak is long gone, dead in the water. Steelers are the only thing that people can't quit. That's a religion for people. We bitch and complain about Tomlin ad nauseum. There's still going to be 70,000 people there and another 40,000 people on the North Shore getting drunk for their first game.
And they still win more games than they lose, but which I'm not defending them, but it is different than the Penguins who now have turned into a loser. And
the issue is, in my opinion, all the owners accept less. The presidents of the team want to stay employed. The GMs too, and the managers and coaches, they're going to do what it takes to stay employed or suck up or whatever it is that allows for them to keep their jobs. It's up to the owners to just look at the results.
There's no desire for excellence.
The black and white results and say, these aren't good enough.
There's no desire for excellence. Fenway Sports Group is a faceless conglomerate, you know, with one person that's supposed to represent them publicly. Art Rooney II is just not his father or close. And Bob Nutting, I think this is a fair thing to say, has said things like there's an urgency to win, and his actions have not remotely backed up those statements.
But his latest statement of, I've done everything I can,
I also find to be...
Well, but you'd think that would mean I better see some wins or else. You know, of all
you'd
the...
hope.
Right, like, of now, Art said urgency 2 years ago, and then, you know, before the 2024 season, they lose in the playoffs in embarrassing fashion again, and then no changes get made. So we found out that was obviously a very empty, baseless comment by him that had no backbone to it, nothing to it. Just he said it, didn't mean it. We'll see if the Pirates owner is the same thing. You know, he should be getting close to his wit's end. If you trust Zangrilli on things, he's so ticked off over there. And Donnie was trying to picture what a ticked off Bob Nutting looked like. Is his hair all in a mess? Is his face red? Are his glasses steaming? Is he saying drats?
No, I think it's very clear with him that it's not like a visible thing other than there's a little scrunching of the eyes and like just a glower.
Is he making,
a middle of the face glower like this.
Is he making that face and doing that thing with his hand that Starkey does when he sees a text or a tweet that he doesn't like?
Oh, you mean like? This? Hold on. If you're on YouTube, this is a special treat for you.
What's he do?
Just knock the headphones right off my
head. Yep. Tyler Kennedy, brought to you by Julian Gray Associates. Take steps to protect yourself and your family throughout the different stages of your life with Julian Gray Associates. TK here, the day before the Penguins' final game of 2025. The Capitals come to town. Don't even know if Ovi will play because they might be resting up for the start of the playoffs this weekend. Tyler, the big news is Chris Letang, who had surgery on his heart today, a procedure to close a small hole. The AP story on this says this was related to the strokes he's had, that they wanted to close this hole again because that has, I guess, affected his health and obviously had something to do with him having some serious health episodes. So you obviously know, Chris, do you view this as something that might change his plans on continuing to play and continuing to have a career? What are your thoughts?
No, I don't think so. I think they've obviously known about this and, you know, they just picked now to get the surgery. Again, it was something that I think they've had, they've known about since, I would think, for months now, you know, and they just said, instead of waiting till, you know, the last game that doesn't mean anything, they might as well get it done to give him more time to recover. So, and do I think it'll affect his future? No. No, like, again, he played last game. He played pretty good. So I don't think it'll affect his future. Might make him a better player and obviously safer and healthier. But, again, if it's a question of if he's coming back next year, he's definitely coming back.
TK, sixth straight year. Sidney Crosby, nobody knows you better than your peers. A lot of guys, I feel like, across all sports would take the highest honor as being voted on the best, you know, player by the fellow players. The sixth straight year, he is voted the NHL's most complete player by the rest of the players. Just your reaction to a guy at 37 years old getting that kind of recognition from the guys who are trying to stop him and beat him every time they see him.
Well, I think it's one of the best awards to get. It's like, you know, when you play with your buddies golf, and they say you're the best player, like that means a lot more than just like random people, you know, like there's a lot more weight there. And, you know, he just, you know, good hockey players, NHL players realize how good he is. You know, it's like greatness realizes greatness, respects greatness. And everyone knows how good Sid is. And I don't know, you just see he's still driven to be so good. And like, I don't see him slowing down. This has been one of the most undercover best years Sid's had in a long, long time.
Yep.
With really like not a great team this year. You know, it has potential.
Isn't that kind of a shame, TK, that he's been this good and the team around him just can't even come close really to contending? Because that irks me as a fan, not of just the Penguins, but of Sid himself, wanting to see him get more cracks at it in the playoffs. And they're just, it feels like they're not close.
No, I just think like that's like a man's way of taking it. You know, just because my team isn't good doesn't mean I'm going to jump ship or, you know, I'm not going to play well. It's like, no, this is the cards I'm dealt with. This is the team. I'm the leader of the team. I got to make sure I do the best. You know, I just feel like, especially now, you know, I see it in like youth hockey and all this stuff. Like when things don't go your way or if you don't have a good team, you don't just sell out the team and jump ship and be like, go to a winner. You know, you stay with the team, you ride the good times out and you ride the bad times out. And Sid's obviously riding part of the bad times because of all the winners. Like the guy's got three cups, dude. Like it's such an impressive career. And he knows that it's not all going to be, you know, unbelievable years here in Pittsburgh, and now he knows it's on a downslope. Is it frustrating? Would you want to see him go to a winner with how good he's playing? Yeah, but you know, I respect the loyalty to the team, to the players, to the organization, to the city. Like, that's a guy that, you know, again, is a man of his word, a man that, like, is a stand-up guy. Again, not jumping ship because things aren't going his way. Like, that's an unbelievable quality to have in your captain and your leader of your team. And, you know, again, we're really, really lucky to have a guy like Sidney Crosby, because you look around, there's other guys that jump ship at the end of their career to win one more, and that's not Sidney Crosby.
Who deserves the most blame for them missing the playoffs again this year?
Who? I think it's a couple things. You know, I don't think their goaltending, let's start with the goaltending. I don't think their goaltending was where it needed to be. I don't think Jari was where he needed to be. I thought he's actually changed his game. I think he's played a lot better since the Four Nations, but I think that was obviously a problem. Depth scoring, you know, the guys on the third and fourth line haven't put up the points that they should have and needed to push us into a playoff spot. The defense, when we look at the defense, we just weren't hard enough in front of our own end. We give up way too many odd man rushes at a certain, you know, down stretches where, you know, we'd have games, there was at least two or three two-on-ones, kind of leaving the goalie out to dry. So there is a multiple.
How much does all that reflect on coaching versus actual just talent on hand, TK?
Well, I think for coaching, Sullivan's a great coach. And I still think, like, you know, when you think of the players that have been with him for like 5 or 6 years, there's only like four guys in there that have been with him. So, like, to get rid of him, I don't know if that's like a smart move, because he hasn't had those guys under his umbrella long enough, and he knows there's like a transition going on right now. It's more if Mike Sullivan wants to leave or not. But does it fall on his shoulders? Yeah, it falls on shoulders of him, Kyle Dubas. Like, whenever you don't make playoffs, it falls on, you know, the business side of it, which starts with Mike Sullivan, starts with Kyle Dubas. And, you know, is this part of the plan of let's keep doing this, so when we do make playoffs, we have a contender for a long time down the road? And, you know, right now, Kyle Dubas has a plan. He's got a plan in place that maybe, I think, especially in Pittsburgh, I think we want it done a lot quicker, and I don't think it can be done quick. I think this is like a 5-year plan, and the problem with that is, which is kind of crazy, and I think they come to realization that in that 5 years, you don't know if Sidney Crosby, of Kenny Malkin, and Chris Letang are going to be on that team, but it's something that we needed to do now. So again, when those guys leave, we have something left to contend into the playoffs, because we don't want, when those guys leave, we have nothing. You know, we have the worst team in the league and all that. We don't have a future in hockey in the playoffs in Pittsburgh. And that's those hard decisions that I think Kyle Dubas made maybe last year going to this year, like, hey, we need to kind of bite the bullet here, ride this tough time, this tough stretch out. So again, when those guys do leave, we still have a good team.
Tyler Kennedy, brought to you by Tri-State Office Furniture, the best in the business. Thank you, TK. We'll wrap things up next week. Thank you.
Thanks, boys.
There you go. Tyler Kennedy.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.